Hey, Product Boss. It's that time of year again. The holiday season is just around the corner. And here at the Product Boss, we are getting prepared early for the holiday season. Now, we know you're going to have a lot more than turkey and pumpkin pie on your plate later this year. So we want to invite you to our free 3-part workshop series, The Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready and Recession-Proofing Your Business. Now, these workshops are brand new and revamped, and we're sharing some of the biggest tips and tricks on how to prepare yourself and your business so you can 2x your sales without 2xing your efforts. And with talks of a down economy, we want to make sure that you feel confident and prepared to push through no matter what. Listen, Product Boss, if we've learned anything over the past 2 years, we know you've got this, and we're stronger building our businesses together. And honestly, we have way too much fun to call it work. So the first workshop kicks off soon. Head to theproductboss.com/holiday to sign up today, and we will see you in there.
Welcome to the Product Boss Podcast, where we help product-based businesses grow their sales and improve their strategies.
Hey, everyone. I want to introduce you to my co-host and biz bestie, Mina Kunlosita, an Amazon guru that has built a multi 6-figure product-based business.
And introducing the other half of the Product Boss, Jacqueline Snyder. She has helped launch and grow over 500 fashion apparel and accessory brands, even one of her own.
And together, we share our inventory of secret weapons that will help you dig deep and do the work it takes.
Are you ready? Let's build together.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Product Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Snyder, with my awesome co-host, Mina Kunlosita. Hey, Mina.
Hey, Jacqueline.
So this has been a really exciting last couple of weeks. We have been doing our Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready and Recession-Proofing Your Business workshops, totally free workshops. And the students that we have met and the progress that they have made in the last few weeks has been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's been such a fun time. Our kids have been going back to school. That's with the entire nation, I feel like, you know, in different tiers. And we're starting to see like the student work, you know, like the parent student work that we get to do and have fun and be a part of while our kids are heading back to their first days too. So it's been amazing.
Yeah. And the changes that they're making and the clarity they're making. So if you haven't jumped in already, make sure to sign up. There's a link in the show notes to get in if you're listening to this in real time. We have a final workshop this week, as well as then we're kicking off into our biggest free challenge of the year, which is Rock Your Holiday Promotions Challenge. That is rockyourholidaypromotionschallenge.com. I think I might have said that wrong. So we will just have to make sure that's in the show notes as well.
No, that's right.
Okay, good. Great. I'm always confused if I had the challenge in there or not. but, you know, so it's going to be this time that we kick off and we really get ready for the holiday season and start to prepare in terms of what promotions you're going to be offering all of your customers and really connecting deeply with them, because I think that is going to be one of the biggest shifts and changes that happens this season to continue to get your customers to buy. They're going to still be buying. They're going to still be buying gifts for people, but we want to get them to buy with you.
Yeah, you'll even start to see it right now as you start to see pumpkin spice latte making its comeback. You know, things tend to happen in sequence and pattern, and you'll start to see it more too. And so we're getting you proactive, we're getting you ready, and we're doing and having fun together. So make sure you jump into the workshops, and then we will kind of red carpet you into the challenge, like what Jacqueline was saying. You don't need to re-enter. You already have a VIP pass. Yeah, right.
We also did this new thing this time, which is a VIP access pass. It's this experience. And that has been incredible. So those of you that when you sign up, you have the option to take us up on this VIP experience that comes with holiday playbook, holiday content ideas and templates. It comes with Q&A, like live Q&As with Mina
exclusive.
And myself. Exclusive, because that is offered to those of you in the VIP experience. And that has been a game changer. The students in that are taking so much action. They're already starting to raise their prices and see people still buying. They're starting to find clarity in terms of like not working hard, right? Like you don't have to work harder. You just have to work smarter, which leads us into today's episode.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this one because this is where we sometimes get caught up in the way we've always learned things is a little bit of like, you have to work hard in order to make it your money's worth. I feel like, you know, I kind of talked about this in Instagram stories a little bit, if you all follow us at The Product Boss, about how to pick a watermelon. And I always pick the smallest watermelon. That's my strategy, right? Because I figure, you know, the smaller it is, the more money I'll pay for it and the better it will taste. So that's not really, but I figure it's because, you know, it's usually the most green one and I have no strategy for it, which my parents hate this strategy because a watermelon costs the same no matter what size it is. So I'm paying much more and they always see it as you're not getting your money's worth. Basically, you're not thinking about the strategy. You're just spending money willy-nilly without thinking about like, oh, okay. But they think that money has to do with time and that work has to do with time. And that's really what it is. It's instead of working harder, we want you to work smarter, right? So
Because working harder would be getting the bigger watermelon and carrying a 10-pound watermelon instead of a 5.
Getting your money's worth on time, you know, is what the point that I wanted to make. Because it's like, so whenever we think about how we've been taught in the world, I remember this one story about like this one man who this big, huge machine was broken. Okay. And so they're like, ooh, can't fix it. Can't fix it. $10,000 machine. I can't fix it. And then they hire this, they call the expert. He comes in, hits one spot on the machine, and he's like, oh, there, I'm done. I fixed it. And it took him less than 1 minute, right? And most people would be like, oh my gosh, we didn't get our money's worth out of him. But the thing is that he knew where to hit the machine in order to get it to work, right? So eventually you'll start to feel like you know how to strategically smart. In a smart way, be that guy that this is the right spot for it. And then other people don't equate that to the time. Like, oh, we need him to work 2 hours in order to get our money's worth. And then, you know, working harder. I think that the whole point that I'm trying to make in a roundabout way here is that our culture and our society has really, really valued hard work, which we value hard work too. But we value in a way that you're using your smarts with it, aligned with it, versus just the sake of hard work for the sake of hard work, you know?
Mm-hmm. I also think it's that idea of hustle culture, which I'm not going to say that we're not a part of in a lot of ways or we haven't bought into it, but
the busy badge.
Yeah. We work hard. And when you're growing a business and you're starting a business, you do need to work for it, right? We do need to work for the results we want. It is not the idea of passive income is a lie. It is. At some point, you're going to have to do something and you're going to have to work to get it to a point where your business will still work and people will still be working hard, but the people are working hard for you. You don't have to work all the time, all the hours. But I think what we want to talk about today is that business can be easy. And one of the ways that we want to share this with you, it's kind of like a little bit of a strategy behind it because we say like, we want you to work smarter, not harder. And I know that's a total cliche, but it's true. That's why they're cliches because they are ultimately true. And we want to talk about ways that you can do that because we have seen students with full-time jobs or full-time parents, people who this is their side hustle. We've seen people then go into full-time product boss and grow these businesses without it feeling as crushing or overwhelming as we may imagine it today and where we are. So those of you out there, and then those of you that are already making money in your business and you want to get to that next level in business, you might be like, ah, I'm going to have to work even harder and I'm going to have to spend more time and more hours doing these things to get to that next level. But we really want to talk about how you can do this in a smarter way, a more strategic way, so that it feels easier. So what's one of the first things that they can do or focus on?
Well, one of the first things that they would do is that ultimately it comes down to action, right? They need to be able to take action as imperfect as it is. So I think a lot of times people will instead, they'll wait to be a certain way or they'll wait to get to a certain level or they'll wait to, you know, do this. When I get to this, then I'll do this sort of version of their lives. Until then, I will just work really hard. That's my one strategy. You know, and I think that instead what they need to do is they need to really think about what is working and how do I lean more into that? And that's the first step of being working smarter and not harder is that kind of having that, I don't know, like the eye for what's working, like digging in and reflecting and being like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to really see what is working in my business. Not from gut feeling, not from intuition, but literally pen to paper, looking at the numbers and seeing what's happening in my business.
Yeah. If you hear us say anything, one of the things we say all the time is know your numbers. So that idea of knowing your numbers, I think, like Mina said, it's not a gut feeling because a lot of times people will be like, but everybody's asking for it, or this is a bestseller. And then we'll ask them the actual units or numbers that they've sold or how many people have asked for something. And it's like two people, right? But it feels like everyone. So I think in what you're saying, and one of the things we want you to do is first, we want you to reflect on your bestsellers. So do you have a bestseller? Do you know? Because we're all about all of you identifying your bestsellers and leaning into your bestsellers. And I think that's one of the number one ways for this to be easier. So we have podcast episodes on it. We do our challenges. This week's workshop is helping you identify your bestseller. And why that's important is that your customers are telling you what they want to buy. So where the ease comes from is actually listening to the feedback, because where they put their dollars is where the actual feedback is. It's not like, oh, you should try this, or you should make this, or I would love it if you had an earring to match this necklace. No, we need to look at what people are putting their money to. And so first it's looking at what are my best sellers. I would say also thinking about like your best places that you market, the best marketing platforms for you, what converts the best for you, and where are the best places that you sell, right? So you might be, Instagram might be working for you. You might be selling on Etsy and your, you know, 8-ounce jasmine smelling candle. Yes, I went to candle again. Might be your bestseller. So we want you to start to identify what those things are.
Happy holidays. Okay. Don't think, Jacqueline, what are you talking about? It's still warm outside. I know, but guess what? We want to get you uber prepared for this holiday season, because what we want is that you can get consistent sales, right? Have steady growth and keep growing your business beyond always having to offer a discount during the holiday season to drive sales. So if you want to get prepared while it's still warm outside, you can jump in and grab 101 content ideas beyond the holiday discount. And it is a bundle of content prompts, tools, hashtags, and templates. And it includes a 3-month calendar with things to say every single day from October to December. It is so helpful. So go out, enjoy the sunshine, and feel uber prepared for the holiday season when you grab yours now. Just head to holidaycontentideas.com.
Yeah, if you've listened to us at all or been in any one of our challenges, we've had like 50,000 students come through our programs. You know that we talk about the bestseller. That's what we're known for, is our bestseller. Now, why do we want you to be known for your bestseller? It's because it makes it easy for you to not only talk about the same things, but for other people to do it too. So for example, you will become known as, let's say, you know, what type of candle was it that you had said?
Jasmine? I said jasmine.
Yeah. So you would be known for a candle company that sells soy wax. You know, your main thing is jasmine. So when, you know, Jacqueline is moving to Los Angeles, I can say, hey, you know what candle you should get is from blah, blah, blah. It will remind you of the scent of jasmine in Los Angeles. You know, so people start to associate A with B, and it doesn't have to be only you that talks about it. And that's really the benefit of ease when it comes to it, is that as you start to get more eyes on your business, you will start to have other people who word of mouth just become more brand loyal to you.
Mm-hmm. So Mina's company, Little Labels, I know that her animal friends are her bestsellers, right? It's the animal friend labels that are the bestsellers. So my kids just started a new school, and if they have to label things, I might tell the parent, like parents might come up to me and be like, oh, what are those? I'll be like, oh, these are little labels. Animal friends are the bestsellers if you want to get those. Mm-hmm. It's easy for like a customer, or I love these because. So we want you to start with figuring out what your bestsellers are. Okay. It can be a range of bestsellers. It could be bracelets are my bestsellers. It doesn't have to be a specific bracelet. And again, we're getting into this in our workshop, our free workshop series. So make sure that you sign up. But then what we want you to do, and at the level that a lot of you are at, the next step would be test and try.
Yeah.
So why we say it can be easier is because I think so many of our students, and if you're listening out there and you feel like this is you too, you know, hands up wherever you're listening, in the car, walking, making, whatever you're doing. A lot of times we're like, ah, I need to make more. I need to sell in more places. I need to be on every social platform. I need to be in all the places with all the things so that I can get all the customers. That is not easy. That's keeping you busy. That is not working smarter. That's actually working harder. So if you identify your best sellers, you know the places that you can sell well and market well, right? You test and you try it, and then you lean in and you take focused action in the places that are working.
Yeah, for sure. Because a lot of the times, you know, in order to work smarter versus working harder, you're taking data and you're really looking at it and being like, oh, you know, that's where this isn't working so well. I'm going to shave that off. I don't need to be doing that because it's not working that well. So you really want to be able to sell what you know is selling to the people that want it, desire it in the time that they want and desire it. And then also when you're thinking about, okay, I want to be able to do things in an easier way, the hardest way to do something is alone. So a lot of times people, in order to work smarter versus harder, they will pay for the knowledge of somebody else's mistakes. They will pay for pay in their time. Let's say they don't have the money to pay for an expert. They pay for in their time to, let's say, go to a workshop and be around other people that will give them knowledge for free. That's just an example of like how many people go through our challenges and how many people go through our workshops. They're paying in their time to sit and learn. And then they can take that and use the smart tactics and the smart tips that they learned to really use it and apply it to their own business. Because not everything will work for everybody. It's what will work for you. And you have the discretion to pick and choose what you want, what you know will work for your own business, right? You take the guidance and you apply it to your own business. And that really is what test and try is about. It's not testing and trying for the sake of being busy, just like what Jacqueline said. It's testing and trying to see what you're going to eliminate and what you're going to keep.
Yeah, absolutely. So then it starts to feel easier, right? When you're starting to think about elimination instead of adding. Leaning into what you're known for or becoming known for something. You know, we have in Multi-Stream Machine, which is our signature course, and we have these playbooks that are brand new this time. So doors are opening in September. We are coming out with playbooks to support you through each module that you go through. And in the very, very first module, we help you create your path to profit, right? Like, where do you want to go? How do you want to get to the revenue goal you're hoping to get? And we want this to feel easier. We don't want you to feel overwhelmed. We don't want you to feel stressed. We don't want you to feel like, if I do this, it's going to take away from me being with my family, you know, the hours I have to sleep, like any of the things, right? And so as we're doing that, what we help you do here in this playbook is we help you say, okay, what's my bestseller? Where are my best-selling platforms and marketing channels? Like, where should I be leaning into, right? So I can work smarter and more strategically in the places that work. And then also strategically thinking about, what can I add on? It's not adding on all the things, but it might be adding on one new sales channel or one new marketing platform to try or one new way to reach out to your customers. So we want to ease you into this. And this is where that strategy comes. This is where the working smarter, not harder comes, because I'll bet a lot of you out there are thinking, okay, this is how I feel. I'll be honest. It's like, okay, well, Instagram feels like it's not working. Everyone's saying TikTok's the place to be. I am super overwhelmed by the amount of content I would have to come up with to grow on TikTok, right? But do I, as a business owner, need TikTok? I may not, because I may have a marketing platform that already works for me. We have a podcast. We do have a very strong Instagram following. So it's like, we have a big, big email list. So instead of feeling the pressure to get on TikTok because everyone else is doing it, that may or may not work for the business that you have. And we want you to think strategically about it instead of being like, oh no, now I have to be on TikTok and Instagram. I need to create a Facebook group and I need to do this and that and the other. And that's when that overwhelm comes. And that's when you're working harder and not smarter. So
yeah, it's that core belief. I think sometimes we think that more work and more action reaps more results. And it's not necessarily true. I will tell you, I can put as many reels up on, you know, or post up on Instagram. It's not going to reap more results, right? You have to really think about what is working for your business. And you strategically do more of that instead of more the blanket statement of more equals more results, more right. work equals more results.
We would rather you be focused. We'd rather you take yeah. focused action, right? So going back to kind of recap this for you, it's business can be easy, but we want you to first start in reflection. We mm-hmm. want you to figure out what your best seller is, right? Like what sells the best for you? Where is the easiest place for you to sell it? Where is the easiest place for you to market? And when I say easiest, it's because it works. It feels easier because it's working for you. There's a result there. You're not just kind yeah. of blasting it into the oblivion.
You're not just dubbing it as my best seller. It has to have proven, it's viable, right? It's proven to sell and your customers are drawn to it usually at in-person markets, or there's something about it that you're like, oh, I'm getting a lot of sales from it. That's how you determine.
And then knowing that you're in test and try mode. So you're going to test and try new things on the places that are working. And for example, and this is something we teach inside of Multi-Stream Machine, our signature program, is that you then would take your best seller and that's the thing you would grow onto other sales platforms. That's the thing that you would, you know, get in front of wholesale buyers or decide you're going to put on Amazon, or that's the thing that you're going to, you know, put ad money around or put it into, maybe if you're going to make TikToks, let's make them about your best sellers because we know it works. So it should work in other places. We see a lot of people do that between Etsy and then starting their own website, for example. So then we want you to take focused action as you're testing and trying, and we want you to stay focused on that because we don't want you to work for work's sake, right? We want you to double down on what your customers are telling you they want to buy. And that's when it feels easier because when you feel the results, when you see the results come with ease, and there's so much more, and we teach this in the workshops, but when you start to feel that ease around it and focused action, you're like, this is what I'm focusing on. This is what I'm going to make. It's way better than when you're making all the things for all the people and you're staying busy just to stay busy. And then you're upset that you don't get the results you're hoping for.
Yeah. So that last one was focus action. I do want to add one quick one. If you want things to feel easier, you surround yourself with the right people in the right environments where it can feel easier. So the hardest environment that you can be in is alone in your own bubble. Because when you have down days, you have yourself to turn to. When you have up days, you have yourself to celebrate with. And you better believe that it feels easier when you have the right support system and you have the right environment, like being in our workshops, like being in our challenges, like being in Multi-Stream Machine. A lot of our successful students, they've really inserted themselves into an environment where it's an encouraging one, a motivating one, an inspiring one, you know? And it just goes to show you that sometimes when you don't have it in you, others can pull it out from you. Or if you don't have it in you, then others can reflect to you that look at all that you've done to this point and how you can do it from your first next step from there. You know, so it helps lift that overwhelm that you might feel in the test and try because it can start to feel like a lot of things that you're doing, right? It's not just success or failure. It's success and failure a lot of the times. You know, it's and not or at that point. And I think that that's the thing with working smarter and not harder is that you learn that. You learn that it's both of those things and you eliminate the things that aren't working, the quote-unquote failures, and you take them as lessons learned and you improve upon what you're doing from there.
Mm-hmm. So we want you to feel like this is easy. And if you're looking for community and you're looking for coaches, we have these free workshops that are leading into Rock Your Holiday Promotions Challenge, all totally free. So head to theproductboss.com/holiday if you want to sign up. And again, if you're listening in real time, we still have a live workshop coming up this Thursday. And for a limited time too, you can watch all the previous workshops if you've missed them. So come on over, come hang out with us. There are some big, amazing things happening inside because we really want you to feel that ease as you grow your business. That's one of our number one priorities for you, is that you feel the ease, you feel community, you feel joy, you feel successful. And so when times get hard, when work does feel hard, the payoff is there, right? Because you're not, when it's hard and there's no payoff, that's when we want to give up. But when it's hard, but there's the payoff and you're seeing those results on your actions, that's when it's like, yes, I'm on the right track. And that's what we want for you.
Yeah. So we will see you in there, everybody.
Hey, Product Boss. It's that time of year again. The holiday season is just around the corner, and here at the Product Boss, we are getting prepared early for the holiday season. Now, we know you're going to have a lot more than turkey and pumpkin pie on your plate later this year. So we want to invite you to our free 3-part workshop series, The Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready and Recession-Proofing Your Business. Now, these workshops are brand new and revamped, and we're sharing some of the biggest tips and tricks on how to prepare yourself and your business so you can 2x your sales without 2xing your efforts. And with talks of a down economy, we want to make sure that you feel confident and prepared to push through no matter what. Listen, Product Boss, if we've learned anything over the past 2 years, we know you've got this, and we're stronger building our businesses together. And honestly, we have way too much fun to call it work. So the first workshop kicks off soon. Head to theproductboss.com/holiday to sign up today, and we will see you in there. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing 2 things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.